We listen to a lot of songs and a lot of lyrics, and I've never, in my life, I can't think I've ever heard a line imbibed every word. It's just great. Tell us just a little bit about your John Hartford influence, Mark.
Well, he first started inspiring me about 40 years ago when I was winding my way through adolescence. And I actually had a casual encounter in the early 80s with him where he came to Manhattan, Kansas when I was going to Kansas State. And the weather, as it often does in Kansas, nixed the outside venue. So we filed into this old civic building. And I was sitting there in front of the stage, the empty stage, with his board and a mic and a mic stand. And I thought, I better go to the bathroom before the show starts. So I walked out into the empty hallway, and I'm about 15 feet from the bathroom, and the door pops open, and out walks John. I mean, it's just me and him. And I said, as we passed, I said, how's it going, John? And I can't remember exactly what he said, but he responded cordially, and he went on back to the auditorium, and I went to the bathroom, and I thought, man, that was just like meeting a good friend on the sidewalk or waving at a neighbor down the street. And and what happened next may have been a coincidence, but I'd like to think it was not. And he waited to start that concert till I got back in my seat. And you know, that just in my mind then and my mind now, it just seems to me the kind of guy that he was, and he'd do something like that for anybody, I feel.
And he would. Yeah. He would. Mark, this man sitting right over there, John Hotze, is about five rows back in the middle. John, will you wave at Mark? John is a high school buddy and a lifetime friend of John Hartford, and John's the reason we have this festival in John Hartford's honor, and John made these and signed them, and it's a keepsake. I want to send you away with a Pro String Winder from D'Addario Strings. They're our sponsors. We love D'Addario. Mark?
Thank you, sir.
Our next songwriter made his way down here from, I believe, Wisconsin. Is it? He's close to Wisconsin. Charles Mossbrook. And we're going to help Charles out here.
Ernie, you keep talking. You'll be able to keep on talking. I don't know what to say.
Gotta hate when someone sticks a microphone in my face and says, say something. We hope that everyone here has an opportunity to get up here and check out the vendors. There's some great food going on. There's some great arts and crafts. If you don't know about it yet, the children's area over here by the boogie tent, the kids zone, there's all kinds of wonderful things going on there for kids. There's hoop yoga therapy for the hoopers. And also would like to recognize Kurt Hall and Dan Bent, Scott Nelson, Colo Bell, who are running the sound and bringing you this wonderful sound that you can hear it. We have a website, and I'm sure you know of it by now. If you just Google John Hartford, it should come up first. And our website is designed to keep you informed and entertained all year round. We're adding video by Mr. Tim Hertel of My Tall Tripod and his crew. We're asking for amateur video. Send your videos to us, and you know, we'll look at them, maybe put them on the website. And we have some wonderful photographs by Ms. Jules Dunlap. She's a hard, hard-working lady. You'll see her everywhere. She'll hang from trees sometimes to get a good shot. But I'd like to give these people a big hand for us.
That works.
We also have a Lost and Found up here at the pavilion near the bar. So, you know, that's a good place for it. Where am I? So I think, are we close to ready? Okay. Charles, you drove down here from?
I caught a greyhound from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, all righty. And Charles has a wonderful song he's written for us, and we're going to hear it and talk to him in just a minute. And Charles, could you tell us just a little bit about it?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it. The song's called Howlin' at My Door. I don't, the river we live nearby, it burns. It's not quite the gentle roll, but the lake really controls our lives around Cleveland. So I wrote about our lives by the lake, and about 13 months a year it snows a lot and gets really cold, and that's what I know, so I figured
okay.
I'd write about that, and the best way we deal with it is getting together and cozying up with a bottle of whiskey and a nice fire.
And howling in the wind. Charles Mossbrook, Cleveland, Ohio.